This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Robert Siegel in New York City at the Republican National Convention, which began today.
My name is Juan José Pérez from the great state of Ohio. Mr. Chairman and delegates, it is my great honor and high privilege to nominate George W. Bush, a strong and compassionate leader, for the office of President of the United States of America.
The president is scheduled to arrive in New York on Wednesday. Until then, he's campaigning in New England, the Midwest, and the South.
This evening, here at Madison Square Garden, one of the featured speakers will be Senator John McCain. The Arizona Republican occupies a unique space on the political landscape. To John Kerry, he is a friend and fellow Vietnam veteran, a Republican who's willing to validate Kerry's valorous service. To President Bush, he was a rival for the Republican nomination 4 years ago. Often critical of the administration, he has still campaigned loyally for the president's reelection. This morning, on an empty convention floor, the senator spoke with us about the message that he hopes to convey in his speech tonight, that President Bush has proven himself in the war against terror and earned a second term. And John McCain talked about the subject he says his every day begins with now, the Swift Boat ad campaign that impugns John Kerry's Vietnam War record.
I'm deeply disturbed by it because it's reopening the wounds of the second most divisive conflict in our history. And it harms many of our Vietnam veterans who had difficulties coping with the situation, and it reopens the wounds of the country, the anti-war, pro-war conflict, which led to violence in our streets.
Do you hold the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth accountable for that?
I have to hold them accountable to some degree because they're making the ads, but the money behind it is not theirs. I think that every American has the right to express their views. But I think it's not honorable to go back and try to relive a time of conflict when everybody knows the so-called fog of war makes it impossible to get the exact details. Now, people's activities after the war, that's legitimate subjects of debate and discussion.
You refer to Vietnam as the second most divisive war in our history, obviously, after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
In the streets of New York yesterday during the protests, one could begin to imagine this fight in Iraq could be the third most divisive war that we've had.
I think it's possible, and that's why it's very important that we make great progress and bring this insurgency under control and get the government more in the hands of the Iraqis and get the security aspects of it into trained Iraqi military and police. That's our challenge.
Has the leadership, the president, the vice president, the cabinet, have they been straight enough with the American public about things that the U.S. got wrong going into this war?
I think that it's not so much that they haven't been straight as that they didn't anticipate the challenge of the post-combat era. And there were many, many of us who said that that was going to be the toughest part. We didn't have enough troops there. We didn't stop the looting. But the problem with wars and why we try to avoid them is mistakes are always made. In the Korean War, General MacArthur said the Chinese would not invade. But the key is to adjust and then succeed.
But you say we didn't have enough troops there in Iraq. The administration insists they've had enough troops. Mm-hmm. They just won't accept that criticism and point to General Abizaid as saying, look, he never asked for more troops.
Well, it's not up to the general whether the generals asked for it. It's up to the leaders to assess the overall situation. It was clear last fall that the attacks and the casualties were going up and that we needed to get the situation under control. I also think that the facts on the ground clearly indicated that. The recent Schlesinger report on problems in Abu Ghraib goes back to, in their opinion, the fact they didn't have enough troops.
Tell me about your convention week here in New York. Are you going to be visiting New Hampshire and Iowa?
No, darn it. And I am speaking to some of the delegations that they have asked me to speak to, not me to speak to, and New Hampshire might be amongst them.
But after being asked about Swift boat ads, which I gather is the number one question that starts your day, are you then asked about 2008 quite often? And what's your
all the time?
And what do you think about 2008?
I'm up for re-election to the Senate. I'm confident of re-election, but I believe that is an election I should take seriously. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair to my constituents. You know, to say never to anything is obviously foolish, but that certainly isn't an agenda item of mine.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's always good to be with you.
Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona.